Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. And now, Jillian Michaels.
Do we have a theme song?
We could.
I find that music is really important. I know. Not the stuff that you wrap around the segments, which is crap, but inside we should have punctuation. Like when I watch the E Show.
Yeah.
And I watch a rough cut with no music, and then I watch the cut with music. It's much better. I think the reason that I haven't got that Marconi is because you have not punctuated my segments with music.
All right, so let's...
Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, let's do it again then. All right, ready, and welcome to the Jillian Michaels Show.
Hello! Oh, you mute the music in there? You got to time it, though, with our talking, though.
Yeah, so, and welcome to the Jillian Michaels Show.
Hello! So, do you know where I am right now? Guess where I am.
Where are you?
Vietnam.
Wow. Really? You're going to Vietnam?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I know. It's amazing. I got Heidi to leave the kids for a few days.
But yeah. Oh, I've heard it. I've
We're like in and out so fast, though, which is such a shame. I got to tell you. But I'm like, well, it gives us a reason to go back. But we're trying to like hit the, you know, Hanoi. So it's like north for 2 days, Ha Long Bay for 2 days, central for 2 days. And then Saigon for like 2 days. So just and then home. Right now I'm in Vietnam. But if we were to go back in time, it would be December 18th.
Right.
And on December 18th, as I would be approaching my time in Vietnam, I would be thinking about what I would like to change in the new year. And I always say that I don't have New Year's resolutions, but I realize that I did make some changes. Like this past 2015, I did not eat any sugar. Like I didn't eat cake, brownies, none of it. And you know, sometimes I have dreams that I did, that I had like a brownie or something and I blew it.
People have this, like drinking dream. People have drinking dreams.
Do you wake up and it's so upsetting?
I did that last year with soda and I had a dream right near the end that I blew it and I got so mad when I woke up.
Yeah, so upset.
Yeah, and you do believe when you wake up. And
that you've been drinking.
You're drinking or...
By the way, does it taste like alcohol? Like in my dream, it tastes like I'm like, oh my God. Like I flat out had a brownie.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember mine was a fresh cream soda and I was like, oh yes.
Oh man. Yeah. No, like, are you like, tequila?
No, no, because my underpants are not on my head, so I wouldn't know. you cut it out, period.
Here's what happened.
Period.
My mother-in-law made these cake balls,
oh,
right?
I heard you talk about
Oh, my God. And I literally ate like 20 in a 24-hour period. Even the kids, I hid them from the kids. I lied.
Go away.
Like I coveted them. And I was like, oh my God, I've lost control. I've lost myself. I'm lost. And after that, I was like, I need to sober up. And I was like, if I can just do it for a month. And then I got through that. And then it was like, then I got so far now. I'm like, oh my God, how far can I get? Because it am a year into it now. But I'm like, what do I want to change in the new year? And it's also kind of like, I don't notice, by the way, my health is exactly the same. Because I didn't eat, I would just eat sugar every day. But it's like, I like being able to control it. It makes me happy. And part of me is like, do I go, I love animals so much. Like, I'm such a conflicted person. Because, like, I know that I'm unhealthy when I'm fully vegan. But I've like, wanted to, I don't think I can do it. I've never been able to do it. I've tried and tried and tried and tried.
Why does it have to be all or nothing? Like, what?
Because, honestly, for me, it has nothing to do with physical health. I just have gotten to a point where, like, unfortunately, I am such an animal person that I don't want to contribute personally, right? I personally don't want to contribute. I could never go out and kill anything. I won't even kill black widows. We relocate them. I just can't. I can't kill except mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. And that's 100% self-defense, in my opinion. It's like, but I just don't. I'm like, so I want to be, you know, Gandhi was like, be the change you want to see in the world. I just wish I could see less suffering in the world. And I try to be a better person with other people, you know, but I would like to not contribute, even though my body, I need meat once in a while. I don't think I can do it. And I've reverted to cheese because I'm not eating meat. So I'm always getting like salad with cheese, you know, like the goat cheese and beet salad. And it's just so hard. I don't know that I can do it, but I'm like one step, like maybe I could just give up all meat and hold on to the cheese. But then I'll get, I don't know.
No, what was the original point?
Well, my point is like, what do you guys want to change? What do you have anything that you kind of like, this time for New Year, like I know it's about being happier, but I also think maybe it's also like, let's make that one step forward and also being a better person, a better citizen of the world, you know? And it's hard to change those things about ourselves. Was there something about yourself that you, not just like, oh, I want to be happier, you know, but like, is there something about yourself that you'd like to make better? Be a better person. Is there anything you want to change in the new year? I'm in Vietnam.
You're in Vietnam. I don't know. I think I want to continue a path in being more present and noticing things. Because when I notice things, I am a better person.
Oh.
If I notice that someone, you know, like last night we went out for sushi and I noticed this woman was struggling with her coat. Well, help her with her coat.
Oh, smart.
You know what I mean? Like, just notice it. Just being
more aware of other people's
more
situation.
Aware of other people. Just being
more empathetic, which is hard.
Yeah, it's just
so hard.
Just get out of my myself. Get out of my head what I'm thinking and just be more present.
It's an aberration, really. I was talking to my therapist about it, and he's like, people eat meat who are carnivores or omnivores, and I was like, but it might be like an aberration or a mutation. But at the same time, like, maybe it is these, because it's, what is that? It's empathy. We're still talking about Janice being more empathetic overall. And I think that it's not easy to be empathetic. It's not a survival mechanism, being empathetic. However, in order for the planet to go on, we do have to start having these evolutions as a species of becoming more empathetic to one another. Or, you know, we are going to bring about the end of the world. Literally, we're going to destroy our planet. But I think it's saying the same thing. Nicole's going to try to drink more.
No, I've noticed that when I moved down here, I was a lot, again, happier, a lot happier, go lucky. A lot of things rolled off my shoulders a lot easier. So I think in this new year, I fully intend for each time I say I hate everybody, I want to find something good in each time I say that about that person that I am particularly talking about hating.
I don't like that at all. And you won't be very interesting.
So realizing we are all God's children. And that
sure.
person. No, but everybody.
Empathy.
Empathy. Once again, it's empathy.
It's empathy.
Then maybe that.
Turning the other cheek. Which is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Whoosh. Or maybe it's, I'm not sure what mine is. I don't know if it's going to be like giving up another animal product. I don't know if it's going to be not buying leather, because I can only do it in like baby steps. I got to do like one thing at a time. You know, it's like chicken. Then I gave up pork. Then I gave up, you know, then it's like beef once in a while. And it's like, I'm like, is it going to be not buying leather? Is it going to be one little step? Yeah. And then it's okay, you know, using less water, getting a gray water. What the hell? Jake, what about you?
I was considering going no soda again, but I want to do something new.
Oh, you quit that already?
No, I that was 2014 to 15. I did it. Whole year. Got it done.
And then what happened?
Then this year, I mean, I still don't drink soda, but I think I've had, like, soda a couple times. Like, maybe with a mixed drink or something once here or there. Mm. I don't know. Since I'm still trying to figure out my whole diet for my stomach and everything to make everything good inside of me, I think the new year, like, maybe work out at least once a week, because I hardly work out at all right now.
Yeah.
So I want to start with something easy, and of course, like you said, you know, I would grow from there. Like,
yeah,
you
got to do the one little. It's like this kid that I talk to all the time. This kid, teenager. This kid is like just a really a outstanding guy. He's not a kid. He's 30, but I found this kid on YouTube, like Bieber and Usher, right? Just a crazy athlete. And I was like, explain to me your fitness philosophy. And he was like, my philosophy about life is Kaizen. And it's a constant, it's not adding things into your life, it's taking things away. Small steps. So this Japanese philosophy, and I was like, that's funny, because that's everything that I've done. And it's literally, okay, so like I'm going to remove this bad habit. I'm going to remove that bad habit. Or I'm going to take this, I'm going to take that. I kind of think it's like, what can we sort of just chip away at? Little things.
Declutter.
With our health.
But,
our health.
But that is it. Instead of adding, you're right. Instead of adding it, remove it.
But yeah, I don't know. I wanted to sort of say, like, what is it that you can, one small thing that you can attempt to remove, or what is it, one small thing you can do to make yourself a better person, a better citizen of the world, and don't set yourself up to fail. You know, it can't go completely vegan, but maybe I'll pull out one more thing.
And I think, like, if you look at it on the big scale, if I worked out once a week all year next year, that's 52 times I didn't work out the year before, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's also, like you're saying, take something away. The soda wasn't that hard because you're taking it away. Adding something in is a lot more difficult because you have to go get it and put it in. But to not just go get it is just easier.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Manis?
So you're I just find it interesting.
No,
I just, I find it interesting.
Wow, are you going to note that in your fucking
that
log?
That Jillian and Jake have chosen to... and I think Nicole and I are far more evolved than you two.
Oh, we're perfect in other aspects.
No, Nicole and I are thinking of the being of the better good. You guys are thinking about pork and soda. I'm sorry. I just think
Have you met Stop Drop Shuggy? Until you meet Stop Drop Shuggy, I don't think that pig is smarter and kinder than most people I've ever met.
I think that you could take steps to maybe
Stop Drop Shuggy
to betterment as a whole. I find it a little. I just think that you guys should think bigger about the bigger of the universe.
I'm thinking about giving up cheese, James.
Oh, you know what? Why? I have a question for you for our snappy segment.
Oh, we're at a two. Yeah.
This is a two. Have you seen Carol?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen the movie?
No!
How can you live...
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. For everybody, Janice hasn't been able to figure out if she wants to do a one segment or a two segment, because the two segment apparently is dependent upon whether or not we've all seen a movie we've already established three times that none of us have heard of. So she's waffled back and forth whether she wants to do the segment because none of us have seen it. So now apparently we're doing it. What is it about Carol? Go.
Okay.
No one knows. No one's seen it.
In the movie, Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara from the 50s,
okay.
And they have a real an affair. Not an affair. They get together.
Okay.
But there's a scene. God.
There's a scene.
Everybody.
And Carol. No, we're here. Come on. Stay with it.
There's a scene.
You lost Jake. I'm here. I'm fighting through
Jake's
it.
Jake's already on the
I'm
Twitter
fighting
board.
Through it. Come on.
Okay, there's a scene in Carol.
Come on.
Okay,
come on.
She's sitting like this.
Janice is on all fours.
Okay, no,
Janice is sitting like Katie Couric.
Like this.
Okay, Janice is on the floor like Katie Couric. Okay.
Wait, why is that Katie Couric?
Because your knees are together like Katie Couric.
It's how ladies sat on the floor in the
50s. It's the Katie Couric. Janice is doing the Katie Couric on the floor.
Right, because I have pictures of my mom sitting like this. And so Kate Blanchett, in the movie, she's sitting like this. So it's like how would you describe this move? How would you describe this sitting?
Katie Couric.
Like Katie Couric. It's like
like a lady.
Like a lady. It's a lady sit on the floor. It's not cross-legged.
Yeah.
So it's a lady sit. Both knees are going right.
Okay.
So Kate Blanchett in the movie, she's talking, and then she goes over to hug Rooney Mara at the piano.
Mm.
And she just, I swear to God, she just got up. She just got up. Like I'm in shape, and I can hardly do that. She just got up. And look at me. Look at me how I have to get up and do that. I have to move like that, right? Like it's a big struggle. Kate Blanchett just got up. And you know what it's all to do with?
No.
Kate Blanchett has good core. It's her core. Now get up. See?
Nicole is a drunk. Everyone knows that.
I'm not drunk. I'm clumsy.
She drinks all the time.
But see what I mean?
It's hard on your knees.
Okay, you try it then, smarty pants.
What's the point?
I'm saying that...
Okay, well, now we're going to have dead air because I have to prove Janice.
Well, you'll be able to do it because...
Can you talk while I do this?
Okay, Jillian is attempting to get up from the Katie Couric sitting position.
It's been a long time since you sat like a lady, so
here she goes.
So
she's down.
For you.
And
now get up.
She's looking at Janice, and she's getting right up.
Okay, Kate Blanchett did not do that. You did three moves.
No, I didn't. I just got up.
No, you did not. You did
a bit of a struggle,
and yours in shape.
There's no struggle.
Kate, now just get up.
Why don't we just call Kate?
That was pretty good. Let's call Kate.
We'll just give her a call.
All I'm saying is...
I'm going to pull Carol up in them. Carol, an adaptation of Patricia Highsmith's seminal novel, The Prince of Salt, Carol follows two women from different backgrounds who find themselves in a love affair in the 50s. Okay, is there anything else, Jazz?
I'm just saying...
Okay.
That some people claim that how healthy you are is how you can get up from the floor. Have you heard of that? Like sitting cross-legged if you can't get up?
No.
What happens if you run into the
is
desk
it cold
when
in
you're
here?
Trying to get up?
I think it's cold.
Exactly.
It is getting cold. Yeah. I'm going to crank that.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to. This is a terrible segment. It's your fault. But we did it, though. Do you feel good about it?
I haven't even started it.
I think it's about core strength.
What is it about then?
It's about core strength.
Okay, what about it?
And I want to know.
Yeah.
You can work your core. Kate Blanchett was just to show you how strong her core is.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, do you believe, oh God, I cannot believe, do you believe core is just muscular or do you believe it's partly in the head? Aha! That's what I'm talking about, Jillian Michaels.
You have spent all this time trying to get to that question? Are you kidding me? We've wasted all this time on this bullshit. Getting on the floor, getting off the floor, getting on the coals on the floor. I'm on the floor, you're on the floor. Jake is narrating the show for you to ask me that question?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because it was supposed to make a point.
Okay.
Do you think,
okay.
When you're in the core...
In the core.
Do you think of it
like in the zone?
Do you make your head go into your core?
No. No. That's a very crouching tiger, hidden dragon.
Exactly. And you have a martial arts background, so one would think that you would be able to understand where I'm coming from, my sister.
No. No. But what I would say is I do think that your state of mind can empower you to push your limits. A lot of people don't appreciate their true potential and their true strength, and they give up before they realize it. So I think that your frame of mind definitely allows you to maximize your genetic and physical potential.
No, you're
me if people can levitate, Janice?
I'm asking if you, Jillian Michaels,
I gave her a really good answer, don't you, Nicole?
No, you gave the Jillian Michaels, you didn't go inside.
I did, though.
No, you know, you're not being vulnerable enough here. I'm asking, I want to know, when you work out, you feel this kind of thing inside you?
No.
What? You're awful. You are awful.
No,
you're awful today.
I'm awful?
Yes.
Play this back and listen to yourself. just please. When you're editing the show, and listen to how generous I'm being with you.
No.
And how gracious that I'm indulging this absurdity.
No, I'm just, but.
Yeah.
You must, when you're alone with just you, just Jillian, and you're in kind of your zone, and you're, don't you kind of get this, do you not identify with the burn inside you?
No. That sounds like heartburn.
All right, well, we'll be right back.
All right, all my chefs out there who used to love cooking but have found that you no longer have the time to go to the market to find ingredients and recipes, we've got a great solution for you. Check out Plated.com. This is for busy people who love to cook and love food but don't have the time to find these healthy recipes and do all the shopping required. Last week, we made roasted corn tacos with butternut squash and cabbage slaw. Drool, drool. It was awesome. Wholesome, and super easy. All you have to do is go to plated.com/Jillian, and you can choose from amazing chef-designed recipes. They have new selections every week to fit everyone's tastes. The culinary pros at Plated will lovingly fill a refrigerator box with just the perfect proportion amount of ingredients, and everything is delivered straight to your door on the date you choose. If you're not home for delivery, your Plated box will keep everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Go check out plated.com/Jillian now and get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. That's a free dinner for two, people. What are you waiting for? Go to plated.com/Jillian. That's plated.com/Jillian. As we've already established, our money wizard, Gene Chatsky, is here with us again today. Hi, buddy. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you. Have you been? How's the new year treating you so far?
All good. All good so far. No complaints.
Good. So I love this segment idea that you sent over to us about bouncing back from holiday spending, because I think a lot of people are really feeling the crush of that. And I know I, for one, I was wondering where you would even begin. What do you, and like, once you've put all that money on the credit card, now what?
Well, I feel a little like you when I say you've got to assess the damage, right? You've got to know where you're starting. So how much did you really put on the credit card? What kind of credit card are you dealing with that you have right now? We're in an environment where interest rates started to go up. That's going to continue through this year, so you want to knock through especially your highest interest rate debt as quickly as possible. But step one, just take the lay of the land.
Okay.
Figure out how much damage you did, and then look at your overall income and outflow and see if there are any things that you can cut back on just to throw a little bit of extra money against those credit card systems.
Okay. And is this essentially like the best tactic, is to just gradually, slowly but surely start paying that stuff down? And then what would be, because you also mentioned money goals for the new year, what should some of those be? I imagine it's going to be a savings game, correct?
It should be both. So the return on your money that you get for paying off a credit card or any other debt is equal to the interest rate. Okay. On that debt. So if you're paying off a credit card at 15%, you're getting 15% on your money. That's an incredible return, and it pretty much beats any other return that you're guaranteed to get, except for putting money into a 401k that has matching dollars. So you want to prioritize getting through that debt if you possibly can, and you want to structure it so you're paying down the highest interest rates first.
Right.
If you've got a tax refund coming your way, the average tax refund is going to be about $3,000. So file your taxes quickly and use that money to throw against any credit card bills that you've accumulated.
Okay.
And then, start saving. And you probably want to do it simultaneously with paying off the debt, especially if you've got a 401k or other workplace retirement plan that you're eligible for. If you haven't gone in and increased your contribution in a while, just call your benefits department or go online and kick it up by 1%.
question for you about that 401k. That is stock market investments, right? That's what that is?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what if the market goes kaboom? Do you lose your whole 401k?
No. So you shouldn't lose your whole 401k. If the market goes kaboom, the market's not going to go to zero.
Got it.
So the way that you want to look at this investment is how you've allocated your portfolio. And as you get closer and closer to retirement, you want to be taking less risk in that portfolio.
Okay.
If you've been putting money into a 401k and you feel like you don't know what you're doing, or you don't know if you have an appropriate mix of investments for your age, you want to look for something called a target date retirement fund.
Okay.
Any 401k plan or IRA on the planet has one of these.
Okay.
And essentially, you just pick one that lines up with the date that you expect that you will probably retire. You put your money there, and you know that you've got a portfolio that's taking, you know, pretty close to the appropriate amount of risk for you.
Got it. Go ahead, Jay.
Gene, I got a kind of a question. I mean, I know because, you know, January brings kind of this, kind of just getting back to the original point about, you know, surviving the holidays. I know a kind of a buyer's remorse happens. And I know that as a financial wizard that you are, do you find yourself kind of playing psychologist sometimes? Because I know I suffer greatly from buyer's remorse. And I know that, you know, my sister, because she spends too much on her kids, there is this kind of remorse. And how do you bounce back from the psychological side of you blew it? You blew it another year and I blew it.
You know, I think you do a couple of things. First of all, you realize there are some things that you can redo and there's some things that you can't. Mm. And if you're sitting on things that a lot of people go through the holidays and they buy one for somebody else and one for me and one for somebody else and one for me.
Oh, my God. I did that. It's the worst. It's so true.
You put the tags on those things and maybe you take the ones that you bought for yourself back. So you just unload some of the damage. But beyond that, you make yourself feel better by just saving more. Saving more makes us feel more powerful, more independent, more in control. So lay off the credit cards for a couple of months. Start stocking some more money into savings. Start looking at how well you're doing with that, and you will start to feel better.
God. Yeah, so, and I guess it's also, if you can, I mean, I know that's it's a hard thing to say, but it's almost like, in next year, almost kind of reminding yourself what you did last year. Like, I mean, is there, I don't know, look at your bank statement or something that just you kind of go, oh, God, I'm not going to do that again.
I like the idea of pre-funding next year's holiday. So take a look at what you spent, divide it by 26, or the number of times in the next year that you think you're going to get paid. And every time you get paid, just deposit that sum of money into a separate savings account. You can have it set up automatically. And that way, when you come around to next December, you'll have this holidays of 2016 already paid for, and you won't have to just go through this again.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah.
And I have a question. We sort of touched on this with the 401k, but we got this call from Scott. This is, oh, my God. So my business manager put some money in a Scottrade account because I was like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to do a little bit of this. And we just put, you know, not a ton of money in there. And Heidi and I were like, dear God, let's just put it this way. We bought Twitter, kaboom, Shake Shack, kaboom, and, oh, my God, GoPro, kaboom. And we got a call from Scottrade the other day, and they're like, we noticed you guys haven't been trading at all. And we were like, I'm like, hang up the phone. And I, you know, my God, like, I have a guy that does this for me, but he's like, you know, we should sit down anyway at the beginning of the year and reassess, you know, your investment strategy. Like, do you think that is a goal that everyone should have with the way the world changes? And if so, what do you recommend for 2016 with where the world is at?
I think everybody can use a little bit of a reassessment at the beginning of a new year. It's a great time to do it. So is your birthday, by the way, your anniversary, like, any momentous occasion that can get you to sit down and take a look at what your goals are and whether your investments are structured in a way to meet that goal is a good thing. And personally, I don't buy individual stocks. And the reason I don't buy them is because I don't have time to sort of monitor all of the ups and downs with the these individual companies. I buy large, diversified, inexpensive mutual funds.
Gosh,
and
okay.
for me, that makes more sense. Being a stock owner, being a responsible stock investor, if you're doing it correctly, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I can see. It sure is, boy. Cause it, and the risk is insane. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's gambling, flat out.
Mm-hmm.
It's flat out gambling. I mean, and that's why at that point I was like, all right, you know what? We're not very good at this. We should stick to
the things. The index funds, the
yeah.
mutual funds. And if you want to take a flyer with 5% of your portfolio, I mean, I do have a few angel investments in small companies, right? But it's a very small portion of my portfolio, and if somebody's going to get some homework on, if they go, that'll be a really, really nice present under the tree 1 year.
Okay. Got it. And I'm so sorry. I have one more. I always do this to her. I'm like, and another thing. I know. I just one more question. Okay. Insurance. Someone else, my business manager, not the guy who invests my money, but my business manager who helps me pay my bills and all that stuff, was like, I want to review your insurance coverage. And I was like, why would that change? And she's well, and is there should people do this? What is this, like?
Yeah.
Why? What does this do for us?
Your need for life, he's talking about life insurance, and your need for life insurance changes based on your dependents. So you've got a couple of young kids.
Right, okay.
That if something were to happen to you or to Heidi, you want to make sure that they can go through school, that your mortgage is paid off, that they've got some place to live. And at some point, hopefully your business will go great guns, and you'll have enough money that you can make all of these things happen even without life insurance. So reviewing your coverage is a good thing to do. Also, we think life insurance rates are going to go down next year. So if you've got a term insurance policy, one that's been you bought the last 20 years or so, he may be thinking you could reevaluate that coverage and maybe save yourself money.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. Okay, everybody, for more from Jean, you can go to jeanchatsky.com. You can sign up for her weekly newsletter. It's free, and it's filled with incredible information. I live by it. You have to check it out. Or you can follow Jean on Twitter, or do both, honestly, at Jean Chatsky. So I cannot thank you enough. I really appreciate your time. I know you're running around like a crazy person, busy as always, being our financial wizard that you are. And
my pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so. Next time we come out, we need to help us figure out how to fix our credit cards, our FICO, that score. That score?
Absolutely. Will do. Next month.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're back, and I got Carlin waiting, and she has had quite a journey to her discovery of the Jillian.
Oh!
And I will let her tell her story.
She's come to the truth.
She's come. Yeah. Carlin, this is Jillian.
She's seen the light.
This is Carlin.
Yeah. Hi, bud. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so honored to be on your show, and I'm so excited to share a strategy that's worked for me to keep consistently doing your workouts, and it's kind of ballooned into something really great.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I've been doing your workouts for about a year and a half now, and it involved just checking in with my friend Lisa Klippenstein, who's a huge fan of 10,000 Jillian Michaels workout junkies, we call ourselves.
Yeah, I follow that.
An online...
On Instagram, right?
Pardon me?
It's on Instagram, right? I follow that.
It's on Instagram and Facebook, yeah. It's an online Facebook group is how it started, and we motivate each other just to keep doing your workouts.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. I love that. How many people are on there?
Well, we're almost at 10,000.
Oh,
it's kind of a funny story how it started. I don't know if you want to hear.
Yeah, of course I do.
It started out, my friend lives a few hours away, and we text a lot. And she would often text and say, okay, I got to go. I got to work out and do Jillian. And I hated that because I wasn't doing anything. So I said, stop texting me, you got to work out. Text me, you got to go eat pizza or something. And I like to say, that girl ate a lot of pizza, Jillian, before I was ready to try your 30-day shred.
Aww.
So anyways, I gave it a try, and the idea was she would text me when she was done. and then I would text her when I was done. So I had to check in, and it really, really worked. It kept me doing it religiously for about a month. And I started to see results because your DVD is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And my friend started to see results, and they said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I check in with my friend. And they said, oh, well, can I check in with you? Can I check in with you? So it started to grow. I had about four friends that wanted me to text them.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said, this is getting ridiculous. I got to get my workout done. I'm texting all these friends. I'm going to open a Facebook group. And
that's
I can do
awesome.
One post and hit everybody at once, and everybody will be motivated, and it'll be done.
Yeah.
And now that group of four is almost 10,000 women inspiring each other to just keep going.
That's crazy. What a testament.
It is crazy.
To what you're doing. I mean, how does that, who the heck?
Well, it's.
Whoa. It's like reach one, teach one kind of a thing. It's viral, grassroots.
Well, it started with you. You motivated my friend Lisa Klippenstein, and she has amazing results.
Patient
and
zero.
She motivated me to do it.
Lisa Klippenstein is patient
it's
zero. That is so cool.
Yes. And our page has a daily check-in spot. So the junkies, we call them junkies, Jillian and Michael's workout junkies, they can check in when they're done their workout. So they just comment under the check-in spot, and it keeps them accountable.
Aww.
And we now even have monthly challenges where we kind of mix up your DVDs a little bit, which is nice. And we have a body revolution challenge going where the ladies, everyone doing body revolution gets to comment together.
That's awesome.
Actually, we even have certified body shred master trainer Catherine Raymond, who hosts the body shred challenge in our group.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool, Janice! Look at that.
But you know,
you don't
really
have a fan club.
No, I do not. I do not.
You and know if you did, it would just have like just maybe a member. Just be you.
Just me.
I would sign up to make you feel better.
I'd be patient zero.
Mine has 95. My Jillian junkies have 9,005. Although I don't think it's actually about me anymore. It's about starting with Lisa Klippenstein.
It's totally about you.
Actually, it's about you
guys,
which is so great.
We have a funny caption. We have a funny caption this post where we look for a funny picture of you on the internet.
Oh, I have many. Oh, if you need them, come to me. I have many. But you know what? What Carlin's saying is really interesting. It is beyond, because it's like, you can be insular when you're doing your workouts, because sometimes you're doing them in your home and
yeah.
you have no, you know, like you have no kind of like, oh, you know, so it's just really cool that you're able to open it up
yeah.
and talk to somebody about it. Like, I think that's fantastic what you've done, Carla.
Exactly.
That's really very cool.
We got to get you on. I got to get you
a lot of.
Nick, ask her if, ask G if I, can I give away a Fit Fusion membership? Can you find that out? I got to get your information, because I want to get you a Fit Fusion membership. It's like. It's this on demand. It's like a Netflix for fitness. It's got like 300 hours of different workouts. My stuff is all on there, and it's on demand. So any place, any time, anywhere, any device that's got internet. It's also now on like ATTUverse and all that stuff. But I even designed challenges for it, and it'd be cool to get it to you, because then you could. It's not just me, obviously. 300 hours. It's like a ton of different trainers and everything. Pilates, boot camp, all this cool stuff. And you could design different challenges through that. But I gotta see. I don't know how. I've never given one away. I don't know how it works. So I'm going to find
That's
out. And we're going to
awesome.
Get back to you. If I could give it away, we're going to give it to you.
I'm kind of loyal just to you, though. You're pretty much all I do for workouts. Aww. It's working for me.
Aw. Okay. Well, I'm fine with that, too. Yeah, I'm good with that, too. Oh, my gosh, dude. Really,
but
honestly, bravo.
The junkies are so excited that we're doing the podcast. Of course, I had to post it on there, and there's been such a response. They're just so excited. And the most important thing is these ladies are so positive. There is no cattiness in this group. I never would have believed it. 10,000 women, and it's just inspiring, motivating, encouraging, building each other up, cheering each other on. There's no jealousy. These ladies are amazing. It's a very safe place to find help and inspiration to keep working out.
Good for you. I think this becomes, I hate to say this, but I feel like you, look at me, I'm like, I feel like you eventually need to turn this into something. I don't know if it's, you know, you're welcome to use my name, but it's so much bigger than me. You know, like Fit Bottom Girls and there was like three chicks on a diet or something. Like, these things turn into Big Deep Mom Cafe, all that stuff. This is something. I mean it.
I like the fact what Carlin just said about you've created a safe harbor for people, and I
yeah.
think that's really key. Is that
yeah.
you know, you know, you go into a gym and you don't feel safe harbor. You don't get that feeling because there's posers and competitors and what you guys have created for yourself is quite amazingly unique.
It's like
you know?
Little sanctuary.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's
interesting.
Great.
And some of the ladies say they can't post anything fitness inspirational on their personal page because their friends aren't doing it and they don't get it and they don't want to hear that they're doing it.
Absolutely.
Whereas in our page, that's all we want to hear. Post your before and afters. It's not bragging. It's inspiring.
Wow. That's sad that they don't feel it. I would encourage them to put it on their page and tell the naysayers to stuff it. Like if there are people around you that aren't supportive of your positive journey, like those might be people they want to reevaluate in their life.
Yeah, good point.
You know, but I love that. I love that. I think that's wonderful, dude. And I'm glad to have it on here. And I don't know how to. I hate Instagram. I don't get it. It's like, you know, you can't share without an app. It's like a nightmare. You can't just like on Twitter, you can just quote the tweet and it just goes right up.
Right.
And on Facebook, it's just super easy.
Right.
You just push share. But on Instagram, it's like a nightmare. You need another app and a Regram app. I hate it. Hate it. I've like just started doing it, but it's like such a bitch to be able to. I don't even know how to answer people in the comments because on Facebook, you can just reply under their comment.
Exactly.
And like their comment. And people are like, oh, Jillian doesn't respond to these. I'm like, I don't know how to respond. Like, I can read them, but I don't know how to. So, you don't have a Twitter though? I'll figure out how to follow you guys on my Facebook.
Oh, I would seriously, if you ever commented in our Facebook group, the group would go crazy. Crazy.
Nick,
it's Jillian Michaels Workout Junkie.
Figure that out.
All right.
Get in there, figure
Nicole's
that out.
I was gonna figure it out. That's
all
good.
Right, buddy. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you so much. And you really are an inspiration to so many, and your positive attitude has converted other positive women to empower more positive women, and that's how this got started.
Oh, thank you so much. Really, really so excited about what you're doing. And Nicole's going to help me figure out how to comment in that thing.
in the thing.
I'm into it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Awesome, Carla.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Take care and see you, gals.
Bye, everybody.